Hi there. Hi. I'm great. How are you? Wow, this is crazy. I didn't know if you were going to be here or not. Well, I almost didn't come because, I mean, I don't know. I just thought, high school reunion? I mean, do I really want to run into any of these people ever again? Well, I don't know. I came because I thought, you know, there might be a couple of people here that I would want to run into, and you were one of them. Yeah. I don't know. I just, when I was coming here, I just thought, you know, it would be really cool to see you again. Why is that so strange? Yeah, but, I mean, that was a long time ago, and, I don't know, it was a pretty crazy time. Well, maybe that's how it seemed on the outside, but, you know, I don't know, it's silly, but I thought it would be really cool to see you again. I have, yeah. I've been walking around. It's nuts how many people I've run into here, and how different everybody is. Do I? Well, I must look a bit different. Well, I guess I kind of stayed the same a little bit, but. No, you look different, but it's amazing how much you kind of look the same. I mean, you're obviously dressing different. Well, we both are. Well, it's funny, you used to be like the nerdy girl, and you kind of dressed appropriately, and now you look like this. Well, I mean, you know, you've got, like, a really nice dress on, and, but shit, I mean, you look so much the same. Well, I mean, there's no way I'm gonna wear the same crap I wore then. Yeah, well, even though I was, like, the most popular guy. I mean, at the time, wearing the most popular clothes doesn't exactly fit in with now. I mean, I see pictures of me back then and just go, oh my God, what were you thinking? Well, thanks, but. Yeah, I know, that's because I was always surrounded by all these people. Well, yeah, I guess I was hard to approach. That's too bad, though. I always wanted to approach you. I did. I don't know. You know, we were like kids, and, you know, I was hanging out with the popular crowd, because I was the popular guy, and every time I even thought about coming up to talking to you, it's just, you know, be like, oh, come on, let's go here. I mean, it was always an event, you know, there was always somewhere to go to be seen and all of that crap, so. But anyway, you know what, that was then, that was a long time ago. And it's funny, because I see a lot of the people here today who, you know, are supposed to be, or back then were like, the cool, popular people, and I'm kind of looking at them now going, what the hell happened to you? Yeah, people do change. You haven't changed that much. Well, maybe I have in my head, but I don't know, I guess. No, I do not. I do not look the same. Yeah, well, that's what I was cracking off about the outfit. But anyway, have you run into, you know, anybody here? Cool. No, I have. Yeah, I ran into a couple of the teachers. Yeah, it was fun to see them. I was actually thinking about going for like a walk, just cruise around and check out the school. It's amazing how much it looks the same. I mean, it doesn't really look all that different. I mean, there's new stuff on the walls, but I mean, if you look at it, it's like, doesn't this kind of like freak you out a little bit to come back and see all this? I know, it's crazy. I was just going to go cruise down the halls. You know what I was really going to do? Is I wanted to go back to our home class. I just wanted to see it. What, you want to? Okay, come on, let's go. I mean, when I came here, my whole thing was like, I have to go back to home class. I want to see it. Okay, well, come on, let's go. Let's check it out. Are you kidding? How could I ever forget? No, this way, the shortcut, remember? Okay. Oh my God, this is crazy. Wow. Okay, I'm almost freaked out to open the door. Okay, are you ready for this? Okay. Oh my God, check it out. Come on. Oh, who cares? There's nobody here. And here it is. Oh my God. I have this immediate thought of revenge. Mr. Hamilton. Yes, Mr. Hamilton. He was such a prick. He was. He was always yelling at everybody and like centering people out and stuff like that. I remember he did that to you. Yeah, I remember it too. Well, he did it to me a lot. As a matter of fact, okay, you're going to think this is really childish, but look what I've got. Hold on. I brought this. Mm-hmm. Good old epoxy. Do you remember when I did this to him? That was so funny. I know, because he always had this one drawer locked. I never even knew what the hell he had in it. But he always had to pull out his key to open this drawer. He probably had a Mickey in it or something like that. Kind of seemed like a boozer. And remember, I did his lock and he couldn't open it. Well, I figured if it's a reunion, why not bring back old times? I ran into him. Yeah, when I came in. I was trying to be all polite, like, hello, sir, how are you, da-da-da. And he's still an arrogant prick. So I kind of thought about this before I came here, so I brought this. You're damn right I'm going to do it. Hold on. Wait. Okay, I know. So I'm a kid, all right? But come on, I gotta do it. He'll forget all about it. He'll come in here tomorrow and he'll try to open his desk. He won't be able to. Okay, hold on. I am gonna do it. Okay, just shh, don't worry about it. Be my little secret. When I go home tonight, I'm gonna be laughing my ass off thinking about him trying to open this drawer tomorrow. Hold on. I just got to get the cap off. Okay. I know. Hold on. I remember the technique very well. Stick the nozzle in the lock and... Shit. No, I don't.
don't want it to run down. Wait. Okay, wait. Anything. No, can you grab that cloth? Just grab that cloth for me. Okay, hold on. Okay, no, it's got to be nice and neat. There we go. And when that hardens, he's not getting this drawer open. Remember the last time the janitor had to come up and like bust it open for him? Look, there's still a mark on the drawer where you had to pry it open. Okay, maybe I am ridiculous, but I did all the way here. I was thinking about this. I thought, oh my God, high school reunion. I am totally going to nail Hamilton's desk. Oh yeah. So there it is. It's done. There. I feel better. I do. Oh my God, look. There's your desk. Of course I remember that. Okay, you probably don't know, but I used to stare at you all the time. I could only see the back of you. But I used to watch the way you moved and the way you turned and the way you raised your hand and everything. I did. Like I said, it was really stupid. We were kids, and, you know, I was Mr. Popular, and I hung out with all the popular people, and you weren't one of the popular people, and everybody was always trying to get my attention, and I was always trying to get yours. I know I didn't try very hard. I used to think about it all the time, though. I used to think about all kinds of crazy shit about you. Well, just crazy shit. I don't want to embarrass myself, so I probably shouldn't say. I don't know. I used to think about you. I used to think about kissing you all the time. Mm-hmm. I did. Because I was an idiot? That's why? Because I was too wrapped up with everybody else? I am serious. This was like... I used to go home and this was like a fantasy of mine. I am serious. Look, I used to go home... You know, everybody would be hanging out, and then everybody would go, and I would go home, and I would sit at home, and I would just think, I wonder what it's like to kiss her. Okay, well, I can tell by the look on your face that you now think I'm a bit of an idiot, and I will just be quiet. I don't know why. I thought you wouldn't like me. Because I was stupid. I mean, I'm hanging around with all these people and, you know, everybody's like Mr. Popular and Miss Popular and all that stuff. And I just thought, man, she probably thinks I'm an idiot. You didn't? I thought you were hot, too. I'm not kidding. Yeah, but that's why. That's why everybody had, like, the coolest outfits on and, you know, the coolest this and the coolest that. And you were just, like, you were your own person. You were your own thing. And I just thought that was so cool. And I don't know. I mean, everybody said you were really nerdy and stuff, but you had this confidence. And I just thought it was really, I thought it was really cool. And I thought it was really hot. And I used to go home and I would just sit there and think, I wonder what it would be like just to kiss her. You did? Well, yeah, okay, I'm sure lots of people did, but you had this major crush on me? See,
idiots. Or at least me. I should have picked up on that, but I didn't. Yes, I did. I swear, I used to go home every night and just go like, God, all I want to do is kiss her and just to see what it's like. Are you serious? Yeah, I still want to. So weird. I mean, it was so long ago, but I mean, I don't know, just looking at you, it's like I'm kind of back there. It's strange. I do want to kiss you. I just want to see what it's like. Okay. I always thought about being this close to you. I used to... No, it's stupid. I don't even want to say. I used to do it to my pillow. I'd be in bed and I'd just pretend that I was this close to you. And I used to pretend I was kissing you. I know. And I'm going to. Wow. What do I think? I don't even know. No, it definitely was not a letdown. It definitely was not a letdown. It's better than I ever imagined. That was like every dream I ever had come true. You did not. So I'm not the only crazy one then. I always thought there was something about you and it drove me crazy and I was such an idiot for never doing anything about it. And now you're standing right here, and I just kissed you, and that was the most incredible thing that's ever happened to me. You're right. I could always do it again. I'd really like to. What? No. You should have said that. You should have. Really? No. Hey. It's not embarrassing. No, it's not embarrassing. Because you know what? Because I used to do the same fucking thing. I did. Okay, look.
I don't even know why you said that, so I'm going to say this. But I mean, okay, look, I used to go home. Okay, I would lie in bed. I would dream about holding on to you. I would dream about kissing you. I would dream about fucking you. Like, I mean, I'm sorry if that's too upfront, but I mean, you just told me, like, you used to orgasm thinking about me. And fuck, so did I. I used to go home. I had all these fucking girls bugging me and shit like that. Let's go out. Let's go out. I couldn't even think about them. All I ever thought about was you. I can't even tell you how many times I was lying in bed and just, I mean, I don't want to get too graphic, but I'm sure you get the idea. And I just thought about you. You used to wear those baggy clothes, and I used to just, I'd wait till you turn the right way and I get a glimpse of them pressing against you just to see what you really looked like. And I'd go home and I'd lie in bed and I would just think about you. I would think about, like, kissing every inch of you and just you and I just being naked together. And okay, look, I should probably shut up, but I can't believe you said that, because I mean, I used to do exactly the same thing. Well, then that makes two of us. This is so crazy. It's so fucking crazy. We're standing right here and it's just, it's kind of overwhelming. And I'm getting, like, all of the same feelings that I used to get just looking at you. And feeling your lips, like, fuck. Even now, like, all this time later, all I can think about is how badly I want you. And it's stupid. I haven't talked to you in years, and I just feel like I got these two things going on in my head where I feel like an idiot for even saying these things. And I don't know, you know, like I said, maybe I should just shut up before I'm fuck. What? Well, I don't know if that was really a fantasy. I mean, gluing his desk was just something funny that I did, and I thought it would be funny to do again. I thought about doing all kinds of crazy things to his desk. Like what? Why, what did you always want to do to his desk? On his desk? Pardon? Are you serious? I mean, no, stop. Hey, look, that's a very good fantasy. And as a matter of fact, truth be told, I might have had the same fantasy myself. There was one particular time when you got up and you were writing something on the blackboard and I was looking at you and you had those baggy pants on, but you reached over to do something and I just, okay, maybe this is bad, but your pants pressed up against you and I saw this perfect outline of your ass and I was just, oh my God, I was sitting at my desk and I was thinking, God, I would give it anything bend you over Mr. Hamilton's desk and just fucking, what? I know there's nobody here. Well, what? Are you kidding? Okay, you're serious. Exactly. How serious are you? Very serious. Oh, my God.
I'm very serious.
Okay, really?
No, I'm not really fucking worried about anything. No, we cannot stop now. No. I don't really want to stop now. I really don't give a fuck who's here or who walks by or anything. Are you kidding? No, look. Okay, you know what? I'm going to say something really fucking stupid, or maybe stupid. I have wanted you for so long, and I have never stopped thinking about you, and that is why I came here today, because I was hoping, I was praying that you would be here, and here you are. And now I've kissed you, and I've tasted how fucking delicious your mouth is, and now you just undid my jeans, and you're talking about me fucking you on Mr. Hamilton's desk. Do you actually think I want to stop right now? No, wait. There's something I've always wanted to do. If you don't mind, could you just please turn around and just lean over the desk a little bit? What am I doing? I'm kneeling. That's what I'm doing. Because I have wanted to fucking do this for so long. Oh my god. Okay, you know what? I have dreamed about what your ass looks like. And here it is. And these are very pretty panties. And I just want to pull them out of my way and taste you. Would that be okay? I'll take that as a yes. You're kidding. Well, fucking great minds think alike, don't they? I can't believe that you thought about this. You actually wanted me to do this? I have fucking lied in bed and dreamt about this. Even recently, I have thought about this. About what you taste like. And you know what? You taste better than I ever thought. Are you kidding? You know why? It's because most guys are fucking idiots. That's why. Because they don't understand how beautiful this is. I fucking hear that all the time. My boyfriend never wants to go down on me. This is all I fucking want. I wanted to taste you forever. And you know what I want you to do? I want you to come for me. I want you to come all over my face while you're fucking bent over Mr. Hamilton's desk. That's what I want. I know this is heaven. It's fucking heaven for me too. Oh my god, forever. I have dreamed about what this pussy looks like. And it looks so fucking perfect. Good. Do it for me. Please do it. Please fucking come for me. do it too. Fuck. Well, all I can say is fucking thank you. You've just fulfilled one of my greatest fantasies. Yes, we can definitely fulfill yours now. Did you have any particular position? Mm-hmm. No. This is perfect. I kind of thought you meant bent over the desk, but facing me is absolutely perfect. Wait. Shh. No, I thought I heard somebody coming. No, actually, I don't give a fuck. I really don't care. You only need to ask once. I will gladly fuck you. Oh, fuck. Fucking believe this. I'm inside you. I'm fucking inside you. Really? Gladly. Fucking gladly. Oh my god, I fucking don't. I know, this is fucking amazing. This is fucking incredible. I fucking wanted you for so fucking long, and I was too stupid to fucking say anything about it. Don't worry. Oh, you were gonna get it. You were totally gonna get it. My god, I fucking. Say that again. Just say it again. Oh, fuck. You will have it. You will fucking have my cum. Just tell me when. You want it on you? Oh, no fucking way. I can come in you. I'm going to. Oh, fuck.
Fucking incredible. What? Shit. You're right. Fuck. Okay. Okay, come on. Rest. Fuck. No, you look fine. Wait, just... You look good. You look fine, okay. We should probably get out of here, okay. Mr. Hamilton. Hello, sir. Nothing. We just decided to do a little reminiscing and come and check out the old class. I know, we're heading out there now, sir. We were just reliving some old times and a few that we wanted to happen. Anyway, you have a great day, sir. We'll see you later. Okay, come on, let's go. I can't wait till he tries his desk. Hey, you. Hey, do you have any plans? Do you want to get out of here and go do something? I don't know. We'll go get something to eat and then, I don't know, if you want, we can cruise to my place or your place and do a little more reminiscing. I'd like that too. Come on, let's get out of here.